News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. We certainly anticipate Mr. Rob Sanders is going to be our fabulous producer all week, so we appreciate that. I won't be here Thursday, but Mr. Chad Hershberger will be, so we'll be talking about some important topics then. And Matt Catrillo is over in the newsroom, and we are going to be following him. He's keeping an eye on traffic, which so far so good. No dilemmas anywhere in the central Susquehanna Valley so far. In the studio with us now, Susan Mathias is here, CEO of Transitions of PA. We know them as the regional organization. We'll let her explain their mission and what all the many things they're doing these days are in a moment. Heather Schneider is here too, an education specialist. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so we certainly will be talking about they're going to step up the outreach a little bit today. So welcome aboard, Susan.
Thanks so much for having us, Mark.
Tell me about Transitions. Explain what the organization does. I know education's part of it, this kind of outreach and many services too.
Right. We're the victim services organization for the Valley. And so we've been serving victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, now human trafficking for 44 years in the Valley. So we've been here as part of the fabric of what people have available to them to stay safe. And we are growing. What's wonderful is that there's a national recognition and statewide recognition that victims need more services and access. So we're here to support them.
All right. And you have all kinds of services that you do provide. What is, for example, a victim service? I know at times you're a shelter for families, so that's part of it.
Right. It's hard to completely understand what we do. We like to talk about it in terms of safety, education, and advocacy. So in the safety bucket, we have well-trained professionals on the phone 24 hours a day, and we get about 2,500 calls a year in on our hotline. And so in addition, for people that need emergency housing, we're able to get them to safety. We talk to them about safety planning if it is getting elsewhere. We have individual and group counseling, which is really growing for us. We have a number of sites all over the three counties that we serve. So we have that. And in addition now, as an added element, it used to be really hard for us, for people to stay in our emergency safe house for about the 30 days that we have funding to be able to allow, but then they wouldn't have a place to go afterward. But now we have housing assistance, and we are having tremendous success with that, and I can't tell you what it means to hear women say, in particular women and men, we serve both, but saying they never thought they'd be able to put a roof over their own head, which is kind of startling to think that people, it's important for people to understand they can think that way.
Well, sometimes women don't think they have any options, mm-hmm. and you're there to provide, to say that there
Correct.
Are some options.
And then in addition, I wanted to mention that we have education programs in the school and a lot of outreach in the community. We do. We're in 11 school districts. We have 11 school districts. So our education staff is overworked for sure, but they do an incredible job.
Is that true, Heather? Overworked.
And we're advocating. We're advocating in the courts, and we're advocating at the hospitals, and we are advocating for improved legislation.
All right. So there's a lot going on in terms of the education. Where might we find you and your colleagues on any given day, Heather?
Well, we're all over. We're in school districts. We're in the community events. We do a lot with Susquehanna University. We do a lot with Bucknell. We have table events at a variety of health and wellness fairs. We're anywhere from the senior population doing health and wellness fairs for the residential senior homes. We do a lot of our education in school districts. As Susan mentioned, there's 11 school districts, and we did receive significant funding to do through Sunbury Cares to provide programming and services to the elementary schools in the Shikellamy School District, as well as elementary, middle schools, high schools, colleges, universities in our three-county service area, which is Union, Snyder, and Northumberland counties.
And I think some of the topics, of course, we had talked about date rape a couple of years ago, so that's still a brought-up topic. I mean, you have a new generation, you have new students to hear that, but now you got cybersecurity, bullying, conventional bullying, I guess, for lack of a
better
phrase.
Well, we do sexting. We do internet safety. We provide services to, or we provide programming for the elementary on the elementary level as far as safe touches, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, how to report. We do talk about aggressive behavior. We talk about social cruelty. We talk about sexual harassment. And as you mentioned, dating violence. Did a video just a few years back that still is extremely relevant to adolescents that are starting to date, starting to hang out, starting to talk to individuals that they're interested in. There's a lot of topics that we cover under the umbrella of domestic violence, sexual assault, and all other, being a victim of all other serious crimes.
And it's hard to quantify the tremendous success that Transitions has had over the decades, but you know that it's working.
Yes, we do know that it's working through individuals that have come to us years later and have commented on how something that they saw, something that they heard, something that they realized, somehow we empowered them to make choices, to report, to seek assistance, seek help, resources. And it's nice to hear these success stories when you have gone into a school maybe once or twice or three times, and these kids get to know you, they get to see who you are, what you do, they ask a lot of questions. And it's something to hear teachers then say, you know, after you left my classroom, the kids decided that they wanted to do this or they wanted to do this, and they challenged themselves, and their behaviors are so different, and their acceptance is very different. So it's nice to hear those success stories.
All right, and now you are here to talk about domestic violence, and you know that your work is needed, and we would think that the domestic violence rate would be lower these days than decades ago, but we still have some, and maybe it's not lower. I don't know.
Well, nationally, the number of deaths continue about the same level each year, and so that's always the very worst of what we're concerned about and try to keep our community safe and not have any deaths. We did have one death this year, but we had 122 victims in the state this year with domestic violence who were killed. And it's
so far this year.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. 2018. Last year.
Okay.
What year am I in?
Okay. Well, just as startling.
Yeah. It's startling that it just does it. That's a higher number, and it's been higher now for the last 4 years. We had one that was higher, but it's about half of them were killed by guns. And so that really motivates us to try to get guns away from people that are perpetrators of violence. So we're working in that area. But is it ever going to end? I don't know. We're just trying to make sure people are making good choices and know how to stay safe and work with them about how to have healthy relationships. For us, ours is. We have a huge push for prevention education, and Transitions has always been committed to prevention education, although we get very little funding for it. But we believe that's where we can make the community safest. And so Heather's been at it for almost 20 years now in the schools, trying to help students understand what it's involved in having a healthy relationship. So we're working hard to help people along and to know there's some place they can turn if they find themselves in an abusive relationship.
When you were here a couple years ago, you started to talk about the No More. There was an outreach and some events associated with the phrase No More.
Mm-hmm.
Now you continue to use that
Correct.
Phrase, No More Domestic Violence.
Together
no
we can end domestic violence and sexual assault.
Okay.
And we could tag on to that human trafficking, because we're spending a lot of time and effort in educating the community about human trafficking. Heather's all over the state at the Safe Schools Conference and educating the school teams on what is human trafficking. So we extend beyond that. But our big basic thing is no more that we have to work together to end it. And I think the Valley does it. We feel really supported in this Valley. So it's great.
All right. So tell us about this outreach. You're going statewide to talk about human trafficking. Give us a few highlights of that, please, Heather.
Well, I have presented to a number of student assistance teams, SAP teams for the school districts in a variety of various counties throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I just completed a training for the Safe Schools Conference. There's a Safer Schools and Communities Conference coming up this week, Wednesday, and I'll be presenting at that. It's just really something that the education and awareness, people need to understand what domestic violence is, what sexual assault is, what human trafficking is. They need to be able to identify it. They need to be able to respond to it. They need to be able to report it. And I feel that education and awareness will bring that to the forefront, that people will understand and be able to define it and call it what it is. We always try to, you know, I was thinking about this last night when I was thinking about coming on your show, and we were talking about how October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and when you match up the statistics to domestic violence, one in four American women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. Compare that to one in eight women that will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So we're looking at more domestic violence victims. And it's so obvious that we need to increase awareness and prevention as well as support for the survivors of domestic violence, because breast cancer applies no blame. When we're talking about domestic violence, in some cases, we're almost asking people to place a moral judgment on someone that they know or someone that they love or someone that they care about. And we're asking someone to put blame. And that's a very difficult conversation to have, because people that want to defend even abusers, they'll make excuses, they'll try to justify the behavior, and we do a lot of victim blaming. And so the victims and the survivors actually come out of this initially blaming themselves for why things happened. So it's a conversation that we really have to bring to light, to put blame where it belongs, to call it what it is, to identify it, to be able to respond to it appropriately, provide resources for that, and be able to report this.
And prevention.
And prevent it.
And to be working 20 years earlier in the schools. Well, that is quite a mission. So we need 10 more minutes to talk about this. How about if we resume at 7:40?
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
Well, I'm so glad to say Susan Mathias and Heather Schneider are back. They've been on this program together a number of times, and they're back talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Transitionsofpa.org is their website, their hotline number, not the general conventional office number, but the hotline. Line is 850-7948, or I should say it's 800-850-7948, and you can call that if you need them. Transitions of PA, they got all kinds of helps for all kinds of people, and they would love to do that. So we'll talk more about that when we return at 7:40.
Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thanks for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. We're right in the middle of our interview with Transitions of PA in Lewisburg. Well, based in Lewisburg, but they're serving Snyder Union in Northumberland County. And their website's transitionsofpa.org. And their hotline number, not the conventional office number, but the hotline number if you need help, 1-800-850-7948. That's 800-850-7948. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Susan Mathias is here, the CEO of Transitions of PA. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Mark.
And Heather Schneider is here, an education specialist, and we appreciate you coming in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some of the activities, you have places to go and people to see this month as you spread this word.
It is busy. We are traveling. We are doing what we can to bring bring education and awareness to Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we are announcing everything and sharing our information with through billboards. We're putting articles in newspapers like the Daily Item. We have an insert, a separate insert that the Standard Journal does for us that we contribute to. So we're really making our presence known and bringing to the forefront and trying to have conversations about domestic violence awareness, talking about indicators, warning signs, how to identify domestic violence, what to do when someone that you know or you are in an unhealthy situation, a violent situation where there's abuse. There's different types of abuse. Sometimes people don't think that that emotional, mental, or verbal abuse is warrants their attention. They only just think that it's, you know, the physical side of a violent relationship. But there's a lot that we need to do to educate people and especially how to respond to people that open up and share with you what's happening with them. Not to pass judgment on that person, not to blame the victim. The choice for an individual to be abusive is a choice. It's not a choice to be a victim. So I think we have to really educate individuals to how to respond properly to someone who is a victim of domestic violence and encourage them to report, reach out to the resources that are available to them. And our services are free and confidential because of the funding that we do obtain. We are able to provide all these services to victims and survivors and their families in Union Snyder and Northumberland County free of charge, and everything that they share with us is confidential, except if it's related to child abuse. And then we're all mandated reporters of suspected child abuse.
What if I give you a blank check and unlimited staff and said, I need you to end domestic violence? What would you do? Would you have to go to every child in America at age 3 and say, okay, you're going to be growing up here shortly?
Well, I'd like you to hand me a blank check and unlimited staff, and we'd be able to just enlarge our territory, put our message deeper into the minds of every community member that this is not acceptable. The thing of it is there's always going to be individuals who want to break the law. There's always going to be people that are speeding down the highway. There's always going to be people that want to do what they want to do because they feel they're above the law and the law doesn't apply to them. I think what we have to do is to be able to educate individuals that if you or someone you know is in a situation where there's violence and abuse, be able to understand that you don't have to live your life like that. There are resources, there are services out there that we will be able to provide help and assistance. And if we can't, we can definitely refer you to where we can. The people who reach out to us need to be on a positive path. And transitions reflects that. We want to be able to help individuals move forward through this process, get the services and resources that they need, and to empower them throughout their journey. And sometimes that's a relatively easy conversation to have, and sometimes it is not. Fear of the known sometimes beats fear of the unknown. Sometimes, for whatever reason, and this is where we get into victim blaming too, is that people are so quick to say, well, why did you stay? Well, why did you allow them to do that to you? Why didn't you leave
I have a better answer for every victim that's ever been, but it doesn't work. It doesn't apply to these women, doesn't apply to these children. Your blank check, your unlimited staff, very briefly mm-hmm. here, did you formulate an answer?
Well, I think in addition to early childhood education, absolutely, that's very important to reach children early, but we've got to change the systems as well that serve victims and make sure they're responsive. So we do a lot of work with the systems like at the hospitals and with the law enforcement agencies so that our whole community responds appropriately to people when they're victims of abuse.
We have a victim witness oriented referendum on the ballot. Have you been
right? That's Marcy's law. That's Marcy's law, and the two basic elements of it are that when you have somebody who's a perpetrator who's been convicted of a crime, you're notified every action that takes. If that individual's moved from prison to prison, whatever changes with regard to that person's status with his conviction, his or her conviction, that we're notified. And the other is the ability to have something to say at the time of a trial, that victims should have their voice in trials. So those are the two big pieces of Marcy's law.
Even if there's a guilty plea, they get to weigh in on that. That's one of the elements.
Yeah.
If I were to plead guilty to speeding, the police officer may never get a chance to say, well, he was, you know, going all over the road, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's the other aspect
exactly,
of this.
Exactly.
Women in Transition is the old name. Transitions is the new name. Nobody remembers that old name much anymore. But my point is that the name has changed. But the growth and growth and growth, you continue to change and morph. Tell me how big the organization is now and just how broad the footprint.
Well, it's fast. I mean, it's wonderful what's happened because of the growth of funds with the Victim of Crime Act, which every time there's a white-collar crime convicted in this country, funds go to the Victim of Crime Act, and those funds are increasingly available for transitions. And in addition, we're gaining access to HUD funding, Housing and Urban Development funding, so that we can provide housing assistance. So those two areas are a part of how we've been able to grow. But we've grown from 13 employees in 2013 to we'll be at 42 employees by the turn of the year. So we're growing rapidly because we have so much need for services. I mean, the work that Heather and the education staff are doing in the schools is just phenomenal. And our counselors are doing a great job. So in addition, we have a legal center now, so we have no-cost legal representation. They tend to work in custody and divorce cases, but they can also represent in sexual assault cases. We have a custody exchange and visitation center that we're opening in probably October, end of the month, early November. So we'll have a safe place for children to be kept from trauma, additional trauma.
So you don't have to meet at the Kmart parking
that's
lot.
That's right.
There. But anyway,
That's right. Exactly right.
Violence Intervention and Prevention Center.
Right. We're at Susquehanna University. We have an office now. It's wonderful that we're working so well with Susquehanna University and have representation on campus for students, so they have complete confidential services and access to our services there. We're reopening our Shamokin Safe House, so that's occurring. So we're really, really busy, and we really appreciate all the support we get in the community.
Renovations took longer than anticipated in Shamokin.
Well, it was a pretty devastating fire that we had in February, and so we've had to the place looks great, but we have had to put a lot of money and effort into renovating it.
Okay. And Sunbury, what's cooking in Sunbury? We're just about out of time here, but Sunbury.
At the First Reformed Church, there's a parsonage that we're going to be using, and we're renovating it right now. The renovation's about done. We're getting the security systems put in for a safe place for court-ordered custody exchange and visitation. So that's something that we're really excited because we don't have that in this community.
Chestnut Street. First block of Chestnut.
Yeah, it's at the corner of 2nd and Chestnut. That's right.
I've been on that roof. I grew up in that neighborhood.
Is that right? Wow, you've been on that roof.
That's all we say about that. All right. Oh. Yeah, but I never remember the official name of the church. I just know where it is. Okay. How to get a hold of you for any purpose, whether I wish to donate that blank check, whether I want to volunteer, or I need help.
Well, if you go to our website, that's a good place to get information about contacts. You'll see who to contact in those areas. So if you go to transitionsofpa.org, and you'll be able to get good information there. It has what we're looking for in the way of donations. We keep that updated because our needs change, so that's a good place to go to to look for that. If you want to volunteer, you can. You'll see where to contact, who you can contact there. But never hesitate to call us, even on our hotline, because we'll make sure you get directed to the right person.
Which is 1-800-850-7948, transitionsofpa.org. That hotline again, 800-850-7948. Sutha Mathias and Heather Schneider, thank you both so much
for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.